From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama's top economic advisors are predicting that the economy will start creating new jobs in the first half of the new year. Lawrence Summers, who heads the National Economic Council, says he's not alone in that expectation.
Forget what we say. Most professional forecasters are now looking for a return to job growth by spring.
Summers was on ABC's This Week. He says boosting employment will be at the top of the president's agenda for the new year. And Christina Romer, the head of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, says she will not consider the recession truly over until the current unemployment rate of 10% drops to about 5%. The Senate has passed and sent to the president a $1.1 trillion omnibus spending bill that boosts funding for dozens of government agencies and programs. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
More than half of the $1 trillion bill is money for Medicare and Medicaid, the government health care programs for senior citizens and the poor. That part of the bill was not controversial. It's the other roughly $450 billion that lawmakers really fought over. That money is for the Departments of Justice, Education, Transportation, Commerce, and the State Department, among others. And many programs get a boost in their funding. Democrats say they increased spending to stimulate the economy and to help programs that were not priorities for the Bush administration. Republicans say it's a wasteful spending spree at a time of economic hardship. Also in the bill are provisions to strengthen federal oversight of the financial markets. It now goes to President Obama for his signature. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
In Chile, a billionaire businessman appears to have won today's presidential election, garnering the most votes in the first round of balloting. If he wins a runoff, he could oust the leftist coalition that has ruled that country for nearly 20 years. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Santiago.
Electoral officials said a partial vote count showed that Sebastián Piñera drew more votes than the ruling movement's candidate, Eduardo Frei. But Piñera apparently didn't get enough votes to avoid a runoff with Frei in January. Poll workers celebrated after the voting ended in a country analysts call Latin America's most democratically robust. Chile has a fast-growing, free-market economy, and poverty has dropped sharply under a string of left-of-center governments that took power in 1990, ending Augusto Pinochet's dictatorship. But the current president, Michelle Bachelet, couldn't transfer her popularity to Frei. He's a 67-year-old former president. If elected in January, Piñera says he promises to tackle problems like crime and an underperforming school system. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Santiago, Chile.
13 suspects are in custody in Iraq in connection with last week's deadly bombings in Baghdad. The attacks killed at least 127 people. This is NPR News. Global consulting firm Accenture is ending its sponsorship agreement with golfer Tiger Woods, the first of his sponsors to cut ties with him altogether after his admission of marital infidelity. In a statement, the company said Woods is no longer the right representative for the firm. Famed economist Paul Samuelson has died at his home in Belmont, Massachusetts. He was the first American ever to win the Nobel Prize in Economics. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has more.
If you took economics in college, Paul Samuelson probably wrote your textbook. His college book entitled Economics is one of the most widely used in the history of American education. It was first published in 1948 and was the nation's best-selling textbook for almost 30 years. It's now in its 19th edition. Samuelson also wrote a column on economics for Newsweek magazine from 1966 to 1981. Samuelson was a liberal who was part of President Kennedy's Economic Brain Trust. He was widely credited with being one of the forces behind the 1964 income tax cut. Economists say that tax cut helped spark the 1960s economic boom. His nephew is Lawrence Summers, the head of the Obama administration's National Economic Council. Samuelson was 94 years old. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Searchers used a National Guard helicopter today to look for two missing climbers on Oregon's Mount Hood. Sheriff's Department spokesman Jim Strobing says search efforts on the ground were canceled today.
We have conditions on the mountain that are too dangerous at the present time, avalanche conditions primarily. We have to be very much aware of the safety of these volunteers.
The body of one member of the climbing group was found yesterday on a glacier. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.